Are there dunes on Venus? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. Sand dunes that form on our earthly ocean floors could actually help us understand the landscape of Venus. So while Venus may be roughly the same size as Earth, its conditions are extremely different. Beneath its very, very thick atmosphere, the surface is much hotter and at a higher pressure than that of our planet. As a result, we have struggled to understand Venus's landscape and how it still forms. In the 1990s, the Magellan spacecraft's radar revealed the presence of sand dune-like structures in a couple of locations. This, combined with evidence of fine-grained material on the surface from the numerous Soviet Union Venus lander missions in the 1970s, this opened a window of opportunity to explore the geological processes that occur on Venus. However, because sand dunes on Earth form under much lower atmospheric pressures, it is difficult to use them to understand what is happening on Venus. Now, planetary astronomers find that the closest resemblance of these Venusian dunes are dunes that actually form on the floor of Earth's oceans. For instance, some studies of astronomical data suggest the dunes on Venus are about 40 to 80 meters tall, whereas similar windblown dunes on Earth typically grow to a height of 200 meters or more. Underwater, where particles move differently, dunes tend to be much smaller and more like those on Venus. Hopefully, a future Venus mission will give us more details to these mysterious sand dunes. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is produced in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can find more episodes at kuaf.com.